Would you pray with me? Lord, as we come to this moment of reflecting upon your word and your scripture, Lord, open our hearts, open our minds, that we may hear what you have to say. We thank you that your presence is with us. Let us experience that presence this morning. May this never be something we go through the motions, but that we have a moment that we spend with you as we reflect together upon your spirit. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. If you take a Bible, any Bible that does not have study guides in the back, and you open that Bible in the middle, it will come to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is halfway through the Bible. Not in the order of books, but because the Old Testament books are quite a bit longer, it falls right in the center of any Bible. And the most famous, perhaps, of all the Psalms is the 23rd Psalm, where we are told that the Lord is our shepherd, and that we shall not want. We have nothing to lack. That he leads us beside still waters. He leads us to lie down in green pastures. He restores our soul. Beautiful, beautiful words of what God's intention is toward us. What God is looking to do for us is to guide us through this life as a good shepherd. And he is intending to bring us into places of life that are tranquil, that are calming, that are serene, that are beautiful. These are the experiences that God's looking for us to have. Now, it does note later in that same psalm that we do have enemies. Life's not going to be perfect. It says that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So life is going to be hard. Okay? So it's not that he's telling us, oh, just come to Jesus and everything will be sunshine and lollipops. That's not how life works. Life is going to be difficult. There are going to be enemies. There are going to be struggles and difficulties. And yet, the psalmist tells us that he wants to lead us into tranquil places, calming places, beautiful places, preparing a table before us, even in the midst of all the struggles and difficulties of life. Absolutely beautiful imagery that we find there in the middle of Scripture. Might be good to note, though, that if we look at the first pages of Scripture, the opening of Scripture, how God created this world, beautiful garden. Beautiful garden with everything that Adam and Eve would need. Everything that they would need, beauty in this world. He created them and put them in this garden. His intention, before all this mess happened with the sin of the world, God's intention for us is to be placed in a beautiful place of tranquility and beauty and comfort. This is what God wanted for us. Well, things, yeah, they got messed up. It's a fallen world. But this is God's mindset. When God placed us here before the fall of the world, God wanted his creation, his beautiful man and woman to be placed in the beauty of the garden. If we look at the very last chapter of the Bible, the book of Revelation, it talks about a garden. Are you getting a theme here? There's a garden at the end. Tranquility, beauty. This is how God is leading us to the end. The end of the Bible, reflecting on the end of time as we know it, teaches that there's going to be a garden. Beauty. Tranquility. Now, if that's how the Bible opens, and if it's there in the middle, and it's there at the end, it's probably a pattern we should pay attention to. That's probably something that God really wants. And it's not just there. It's really all through the Scriptures. Jesus himself tells us, you know, don't worry about things. God knows what you need. The Apostle Paul talks about the peace that passes all understanding. He says, you know, don't worry about something. Be anxious for nothing. But in all things, through prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. Paul wrote that, by the way, while he was in prison. So it's not dependent on our circumstances. The world is a fallen world. It's a difficult world. There's going to be struggles and pain and enemies along the way. But God's intention, even in the midst of all of that, throughout Scripture, at the beginning, in the middle, at the end, there is the tranquility, the beauty, the comfort of the garden. That imagery of being beside still waters, of being in the green pastures, of restoring our soul. This is God's intention. When He created it, throughout the Scriptures it's referred to, and at the end of Scriptures, this is where God's working towards, is to bring us to that place. Not only does He want to place us in that, it tells us in the book of Genesis that it was God's habit to walk with them in the garden in the cool of the day. The 23rd Psalm tells us that God is that the Lord is our shepherd. He's there with us. He doesn't just send us out into the garden. He leads us beside those still waters. He restores our soul. He's the one that sets that table in the presence of our enemies. It is God's active work to be with us in the midst of peace and comfort and tranquility. From beginning to end, regardless of circumstances, this is God's intention. So let me ask you this. Is that what your life looks like? Maybe there's a few of you that would say, yeah, that's what my life looks like. I'm always content and living in tranquility. I would say most people would say, no. Maybe occasionally, sometimes, but most of the time, no. Sometimes people would say, well, it kind of depends on the circumstances, but that's what we just discussed. It's not dependent on the circumstances. It is God's intention to lead us into that comfort, into that life of peace and tranquility, into that beauty of life, even in the midst of the struggles and the hardships and the pain of life. It's a spiritual matter, not a matter of physical circumstances. Those will be good on occasion, and sometimes they'll be difficult. There'll be good days and bad days. There'll be great blessings in life, and there'll be great tragedies of life. And that's going to happen throughout life. That's happened throughout history. It even happened to Jesus, so it's certainly going to happen to us. There's going to be the ups and downs of life. This is a spiritual matter that God is teaching, that God's intention is on a spiritual level. In our emotional level, in our soul, it is God's intention to always have us there in the beauty of the garden. And if that's not where we are in our life, then we're missing out on exactly the thing God has always intended for us from the very first moment of creation and is working toward in the end of time as we know it and everything in between of teaching us. This is God's intention for us. So often we get into a mindset that, you know, I've got to just do more. I've got to get over that next hill. I've got to do that next thing. I've got to make sure that maybe I can relax once I get through this. For many years, I've said people can go through life doing that. You know, people go through their life as a young person thinking, you know, when I get out of school and I'm on my own, I'm an adult, I can do what I want to, well, then I'm going to do what I want to do. And then we think, well, when I get out of the university, and I'm not so busy at the university, well, you know, when I find that right person for me, and I can settle down and get married and spend my life with the person that I love. You know, when we have kids, and our family is together, when I get these kids out of this house, when I get promoted, when I get to that next promotion and I've got more money, when we get into that next apartment or that next house, that next flat that has more room, you know, when I retire And I'm finally able to do what I want to do. We spend our whole life looking over that next hillside. Always looking for that next thing that will make everything better. More time, more money, more authority, more of freedom to do what we want to do. Always looking for that next thing. And the struggle is, you know, very often we'll get exactly that. And then here there are new problems in the world. New problems to face. God never told us. Nowhere in Scripture are we shown that life will reach a point where it's just all easy. We'll have a few days along the way. But you look at the life of Jesus, the life of Peter, the life of Paul, the life of Abraham, the life of all the great saints that have gone before us, and none of them had it easy. Life's not easy. And yet God repeatedly tells us in His Scripture that this is God's intention for us, that in our soul, on a deep level, that there will be that peace and that tranquility. And that's what we need to seek. If God wants it for us, then it must be available. If God's intention is for us to have that in life, if God's intention is for us to have it from the beginning, He refers to it in the middle, He refers to it at the end. If the life of walking in the garden with the Spirit of God is God's intention, it must be available to us. I mean, we might say, well, He put them in the garden in the beginning, but then there was the fall, so it's no longer available. No, it's in the Psalms. Jesus tells us to not worry about things. The Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing. The very last chapter of Scripture refers to that garden that is our destiny. So if it's God's intention, and it's referred to throughout Scripture, it must be available to us. And yet, so few of us tend to have it. We've bought into some of the things of this world that tell us that we always need to be doing something else. Not just that trap of doing all the things down the line, that happens a lot. But sometimes, you know, when we could just be quiet and spend time with God, just spend time in tranquility. Sometimes we even feel guilty about that. Sometimes we feel like we're not doing enough. We have that list of shoulds. Everyone has that list of shoulds in their mind. Well, I should be doing this. I should be doing this other thing. There's always those things along the line that I should be doing. And then we get to the place that if we do take a day off, it's because we collapse and we want to do nothing but watch television the whole day. We act like there's just no tranquility in the world and maybe we'll have it in heaven. God's intention for your life is even in the worst of times, there would be comfort. There would not be anxiety and all this stress that we live under. God's intention is for us to have the beauty of the garden throughout our life, regardless of circumstances. Doesn't mean we won't cry. Doesn't mean we won't ever have worries or stress. Doesn't mean everything will be perfect in our circumstances. We're talking about in our soul, in our spirit. God makes this available. If we set our minds to that, if we accept on the faith of God's word, of His teaching in Scripture, that it is God's intention, that God has made this available to us. If we set our minds on that in faith and begin to seek that, begin to make time for that, begin to look for those moments in our life, doesn't mean we have to quit our jobs, doesn't mean we have to go live in a monastery, doesn't mean that we have to drop out of school or anything else. We can still do all the stuff in life. We're talking about a spiritual peace, a place of tranquility, that garden that God places us in throughout our life where He walks with us in the cool of the day. If we accept that that is God's intention for us, then we seek that. You know what Jesus tells us? That when we seek, we find. When we seek this, it is there for us. So often we've bought into this way of the world that believes that we constantly have to be doing and we constantly have to be stressing. And who are we if we're not worried about everything in the world? Some people even think that, well, if I don't worry all the time, I must not care. Then why would Jesus tell us not to worry? No one was more caring than Jesus. There's a difference between caring, loving, and worrying. God wants us to care. God knows that we will love. He wants us to do that. But he wants to place us in a place of tranquility. Isn't that a good place to be? Isn't it a beautiful God that wants that for us? Now, there are some people here listening to this, either here in this room or on the tape, that are listening to this and thinking, I just don't know. There's probably something stirring in some folks right now that just feels wrong. And because we get addicted to that drive. There is such a thing as an adrenaline addiction. That we get addicted to our schedules and our drive and our work. And it gets us revved up. And we get so addicted to that we have to be doing these things all the time. We have to be achieving more. We have to be doing more all the time because we just have to. We need it. We need this to feel good about ourselves. We need this to feel like we're doing the right thing. We need this so that people will approve of us. We need this to show people that we're working hard. We need this for the accolades of others. We just need it. And while, yes, it may sound nice to be put into a place of tranquility and comfort, there are a lot of people that would say, I don't know, I kind of need my rush. I kind of need to get in there and worry real hard. I kind of need to get in there and work real hard. I need to achieve and make sure that people see how accomplished I am and how much I can do. Nobody's telling you to be lazy. Nobody's telling you not to care. You know, God did create us with purpose. God created us with purpose. He created us on purpose, for purpose. Even in the Garden of Eden, he told them to go name things, take care of everything. They still had work to do. God creates us with work to do. God's not telling you to do nothing in life. But when we do all the work God has already called us to do, given us the gifts to do, you know, that comes pretty easy. All my life, I've known how to do this. I've known how to talk. A lot of people that don't know me well will maybe be surprised to hear this. I'm extremely shy. Very, very introverted. Very introverted person. I've learned to be more outgoing as an adult. It's something I've gotten used to. As a child, I was painfully shy. So shy as a child. And I am still a very introverted person. You'll see me sometimes. I just get really quiet. And sometimes people will think, well, what's wrong with Mark? There's nothing wrong with Mark. I'm fine. I'm just quiet. But since I was 6, you could hand me a microphone and put me on a stage and I knew exactly what to do. I've always known how to do it because God called me to do this. Now, I work at it. I've gone to school a lot. I've studied a lot. It's not that I haven't put work into it. But it's always come easy. There's other things in my life that don't come easy. Just today, McCall and I were laughing because I was so proud of myself. I got the computer to work. I was so proud because I don't know how to do those things. I talk for a living. I don't know how to do computers. There's some things that don't come easy to me. This comes easy because God called me to do this. When God calls you to do something, gives you the gifts to do something, that yes, you're going to have to work at it. And yes, it's not always going to be perfection, but it's going to be fulfilling. It's not that dreadful, draining kind of work that we do when we're doing things in God's calling. Even that becomes part of our tranquility, part of our comfort, our purpose. We don't have to have that addiction to doing, that addiction to striving, that addiction to getting things done. We do what God calls us to do in the peace of God's work in us. knowing that it's God's intention for us to have a life where we don't have to worry and stress. We don't have to have all this anxiety. We don't have to impress everyone. We don't have to do all this stuff. He wants to place us in the garden beside the still waters. We should give that a try. We should try that. It may seem awkward at first. It may feel weird at first. So if it's not perfect the first time you do it, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It doesn't have to be perfect the first day. But try it. See if you can calm down a little bit and know that God's intention is to put you beside the still waters, to prepare a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. And that's why we pray to God. That's why we walk with God every day, because of His good intention to us. Can we give up our addictions to adrenaline, to that rush, to our accomplishments, to do a good job at everything God calls us to do and has gifted us to do, but know that we don't have to be perfect? It's okay that we're not perfect. God knows that already. That's not going to surprise God any. And that God's intention is to place us in that garden. And it's my hope that when we come into this place of worship, that's exactly what this will be. A place of tranquility, a place of peace, a place that we can walk with God and be in the presence of God. God is here with us. His intention is to always walk with us in the comfort of life that He provides for us in our soul. So let's pray to Him. Our God, we thank You. In the midst of all of our busyness and our accomplishments and our striving and our rushing, that You want something better for us. Yes, You want us to work. You want us to do our best at all the things that You have called us to do. But You give us the comfort to know that if You have called us to do it, You have already given us the gifts that we can grow into. That You will give us the strength to do exactly what You've called us to do, even if it's hard. And that throughout life, Your intention is for us to be in the garden, beside the still waters. Lord, let us have that. Let us seek that. And know the promise is when we seek it, we find it. Because it is Your intention for us to have it. Lord, help us to stop chasing everything else and to be with You. We ask this in Christ's name as we, Your children, lift our prayers to You.